and Nelly have a nose for the NBA. It's Don Nelson, Wednesdays at 10:10 with Norm Hitzkus. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Do it.
This is Norm Hitzkus, and we could either do a segment here, or we could sit here and listen to Corby and Dan talk off air.
We're talking about Jim McMahon and how much we respect him as a quarterback and a human.
I thought you were talking about Frito and what a freak he is.
Well, Frito is a freak. Why is it, Norm, that Frito is such a conspiracy nut and that he trusts
no one?
Frito trusts no one. I can't believe he trusts his wife.
Does he trust her?
I don't think so.
Is he adopted? Like, was he abandoned by parents or something?
Wolves.
Left him distrusting?
Yeah. He was abandoned by wolves and raised by humans.
Something happened in the kid's childhood.
Let's see. I'm Norm Hitzkus. That's Tim Matthews. That's Corby Davidson. That's Dan McDowell. This is Ticket Stock 2004, and the afternoon's just beginning here at the Plano Center. If you want to get here this afternoon, there are loads of reasons to get here. I'll tell you all of them in just a second. How do you get here? Get to Central Expressway. It's flowing freely today, being a Sunday. You get off at Spring Creek, and you go east about a quarter of a mile, and you'll see all 300 or 400 of our very delicate ticket signs all over the place, telling you exactly where to go. Come on in, park, come on in. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Let me tell you what's first of all, the Cowboy cheerleaders here already signing autographs. Jim McMahon's autograph session has just begun. From 2 o'clock to 3, Zamora the Torture King performs
where?
Down the hall.
At the P1 WAC room.
Yeah, okay.
The east wing.
Down that way.
This is a man
so we can avoid it.
Who enjoys sword swallowing, stuff with fire, self-electrocution, and a term that I hadn't heard before I read his bio. Body skewering.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was just in there, actually. He was setting up his act, and he had knives. I mean, he can't obviously ever get on a plane. I mean, he's got more weapons and things. It's like a medieval torture chamber.
I bet you he walks right through.
And he also eats glass.
He eats glass.
Yeah.
What's he look like?
My.
Look at a sharp guy, like a college graduate looking guy?
The freaky kind of guy you would expect. He's got hair halfway down his back and kind of petite, Charles Manson looking build. You know, can fold himself.
Scary as hell looking.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you, though. What causes you to first try body skewering? I mean, exactly where in life do you sit down and say, I'd love to take this knitting needle and push it through my cheek? I just don't know how mind works.
Does he actually do it, or is this a gag?
He actually does it.
I asked Big Dick, because apparently they're friends, and that comes as a shock.
That really stuns me, yeah.
We should probably get Zamora out here to even ask, because I don't know, he puts a... You know, like a shish kebab, whatever.
Nice.
Through his bicep and comes out the other end. I said, well, it's got to bleed all over. He goes, it bleeds a little, but not as much as you might think.
Does he know exactly where to puncture it or something?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
And he puts another one.
Years of practice, Corby. You know, it's a little tunnel right in there.
He puts another one through his mouth, and it comes out under his chin.
Oh!
I'm not kidding you.
Let's move on and tell you that at 2:30. I just had some cookies and a little fruit. This is hard to
turn for me.
At 2:30, Mavericks Josh Howard with his headband and Travis Best, limping, will be here to sign autographs. At 2 o'clock, the Desperado Dancers will be here signing autographs. And at 3 o'clock, the Desperado Dancers perform. This is a roundtable, and I want to start with an issue, a community issue with you guys.
Go ahead.
Did you see the fact that the city of Dallas wants to put the Cowboys at Fair Park?
Yes.
And that the Cowboys say they're open to that?
Right.
First of all,
what exactly does that mean, Fair Park?
Yeah, that's
where
pretty
exactly
generic.
Is that?
That's Cotton Bowl.
That's Cotton Bowl.
Like, get rid of the Cotton Bowl, put in a new stadium.
Are they talking about getting rid of the Cotton Bowl?
They would have to.
Yeah.
You couldn't have that white elephant sitting next to that new place.
Yeah, nobody ever used the Cotton Bowl then. Yeah, they need that space. So they wipe out the Cotton Bowl, put in a new Texas Stadium / Cotton Bowl that you would have all the same activities at for Cotton Bowl and then Cowboys.
But this place is supposed to be such a monstrosity. Are they ripping out homes?
That's my question. Where on earth at Fair Park, even if you tear down the Cotton Bowl, do you put up a 100,000-seat stadium with all sorts of club offices, a Cowboy Hall of Fame, enormous retail outlets.
There's not that many Cowboys in the Hall of Fame.
Three or four practice fields, which is what I've seen in the diagrams for the other place. Where does all that fit at the Cotton Bowl?
Why do they need...
And parking for...
They're not going to have Valley Ranch anymore? They're just going to practice?
Yeah, everything's going to be at the new place. Everything's going to be at one place.
Oh, I didn't see that part. I think they'd keep Valley Ranch.
That whole area is such a rundown area as it is. Do they really want to do that? Or is that going to be the beginning of the transformation?
I think what some people are saying is...
Yeah, that works.
If you've been to Denver, you've been to Coors Field?
Mm-hmm.
That used to be a rundown section of Denver that was terrible. It was all warehouses and all bricked up and boarded up and now it's a real cool area.
There were no homes down there.
No, granted. But I'm saying it's a bad area, but that's what they're saying is that there's been proof that you can rejuvenate a whole area if you put in something like that.
It's all bricked up and sort of like downtown Dallas.
Downtown Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'd be perfect.
So does this replace Dallas? Didn't they want the Trinity River somewhere around there?
I have one more question about this.
Now they're not pushing for
that? How many of y'all get to park within a half mile of Fair Park when you go to the fair? Where would you park for a Cowboy game, for heaven's sakes?
I'm telling you, they'd have to destroy thousands of homes.
Yeah.
They'd have to.
Or all those people would be charging $10 for their lawn.
Yeah. Or take out the fair, like they do at the OU-Texas game. I mean, those people make a fortune parking in their yards and stuff.
But you can't really have... I mean, that seems so... Like
they
high school
do that.
Almost.
They
you know,
won't
that
do that.
Say, let's go to pro game and park in guys' yards, you know, for half the parking is going to be there. I don't know how it accommodates. It's a theory, and I think in theory it would be kind of neat because you could combine. The Cotton Bowl's had problems every year, and Texas OU bitches about keeping it here, moving it, or whatever else. So you'd solve that, say 100,000, take care of all the fans you want. You'd have Cowboys once a week. You'd have all the activities. You just need about another 150 or 200 acres.
Okay.
To be able to do all this, and I don't know where they're going to get it.
Could they conceivably, let's say that they play the OU-Texas game second weekend of October, would they have time to tear down a stadium and build another entire stadium in 1 year?
No.
So
you'd have to move the game?
That's probably a three-year process.
Yeah.
Here's my next question.
But they could go to the old Texas stadium, maybe. You know, while they're working on the
That'd
new one.
That'd be weird.
Here's my next question.
Now you're already calling it the old Texas stadium.
It is the old Texas stadium.
It's
got to
be, yeah.
Dan, you saw in a paper yesterday the headline, Cowboys open to discussing this thing about Fair Park.
Yeah.
Don't the Cowboys have to be open to discussing anything right now for the sake of their public relations?
Well, and that's their thing to negotiate with Irving or whatever, right?
Well,
we've got other areas. Maybe you want to even give us more perks or more free stuff. Isn't that the way it works?
I mean, if the city of Dallas said, we'd like to discuss building a building for you, but you have to drink pig's blood first. Cowboys would say, we're open to drinking pig blood because they can't afford to be seen as being negative to anything at this point.
I'm just glad they're not talking about Arlington or, you know, just some remote area.
Nope.
Because that's usually the last thing they do to try and even get more free stuff is, hey, we'll just go out here for totally free and look at all the acreage. But
you've got precedent there, too. If you've ever been to Pontiac, you know, the Lions were downtown forever and ever. Nobody ever thought they'd move way up to
Pontiac,
Michigan.
And it sucks if you're from Detroit.
But I mean, there are
guys. It sucks going to
an hour.
Rangers games, too.
An hour?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're kidding me.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a precedent to say, we're going to build it because Pontiac did something right. Lined some guys' pockets within the Lions organization, whatever it did. Nobody ever thought that they'd take that franchise, a lot older franchise than the Cowboys even, and move it out of the city of Detroit, and yet they did it. So I think when you say, would they go to Arlington? Would they go to Denton or McKinney or Frisco? Yeah, I think Jerry probably...
But at least they're not even...
They open any of it.
They're not even throwing that out there now.
No.
Which is nice.
I've got one other question, though. Everybody, you guys all agree that Fair Park could use sprucing up, that it'd be nice to... Here's my question. As much as Fair Park needs sprucing up, have you seen the land that the current Cowboy downtown proposal is... Have you seen that
land? Industrial Boulevard?
Yeah, that Industrial Boulevard.
Yep.
Where is it? On the other side of 35?
On the other side of 35, over there toward the Trinity and back in there. That's a piece of junk, that land.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys in the city would turn that into a productive piece of property, that'd be phenomenal.
But there's no homes over there. It's just...
So that's good.
I know.
Doable. It's just junk.
But would it become... The current Meadowlands, which is still kind of a joke of it being a swamp land that they stuck it, thinking it was going to be something big, and all it's ever been is a swamp with a football stadium. Would Texas Stadium then become just an ugly eyesore in the middle of this ugly area that didn't turn out to be what they wanted?
Not under their plans of the hotel, the practice fields where high schools could play games,
plans like Tom Cowboy Hicks had for
yeah,
victory.
Exactly. Plans they had, but apparently the Cowboys want to do all this at once. Not one of these, oh, build us this and, you know, when your grandchildren are seven, yeah. You know, we'll have this place for you.
So Jerry plans to actually follow through on what he says he's going to do, not like Tom Hicks?
Yeah.
Because didn't they say they were going to build up all around the AAC?
Right, and yeah. Which is why everybody said, okay, then we'll do it because it'll be great but commerce. And, you know,
and then after they got the money and built the building, then, you know.
Yeah. All that money we're going to spend is right here now.
But realize that the economy went straight south at the very moment that was supposed to start. I mean, let's face it, tons of projects in America.
But it didn't go so far south that he didn't build a $75 million home, Tom Hicks.
Yes, but you've got to live somewhere.
I mean, it was like, the economy's really bad. We can't do all those things we promised you when you gave us your tax money.
Is this house $75 million? I thought he was building like a $3 million fence. Which made my fence that we had put in last year seem a lot more reasonable.
He had to build a wall on the tollway.
Yeah.
Yeah, your soundproofing wall.
Your $5,000 fence you thought you were freaking out about?
Right. Yeah. Which is, if it was $5,000, I would have been freaking out.
Let me point out something to you about this. Do the people in the audience here know the sort of area the Cowboys are planning, the downtown place?
Or care.
That's just an awful place. It's just junk land.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the AAC piece of land used to be?
Yeah, it was a waste.
I wouldn't have let my pet rat go for a walk there for fear of what it might have caught. That place was awful.
How long have you had that pet rat?
That pet rat's pretty old now.
Yeah.
But me steering him away from places like that piece of land has enabled him to age very nicely.
Right. And that was a very good use of that land.
Oh,
because
it was.
Because I always said, you know, when you're driving through town and 35 is a major corridor, right, for people that are out of towners, what you see is you see downtown and then you see these electrical big power lines up and you see this waste management area and this old it was terrible. It was right there where there should be a real something beautiful to show the city of Dallas. There was nothing. So they did do a great job of taking crap and turning it into something nice.
And you look at that awful land across 35 where the Cowboys are planning right now. Who's going to buy that and turn it into something? They tried to get rid of the land that the AAC is on for more than two decades. Nobody'd touch it. Nobody would touch that land.
By the way, would Jerry's plan also incorporate that whole Trinity plan that they're talking about for a river walk and everything that's going to go along there? Would all that be part of it?
Somehow that seems
Or were they connected at some point? Yeah, I know. But if they ever did that in 10 years or 15 years,
it certainly would be right there to attach any kind of a plan to redo the Trinity.
Yeah, it's all posturing, Norm. Aren't they going to just do it in Irving or Valley Ranch or whatever?
No.
Isn't that done?
No.
Why?
It's going to be probably in Fair Park or at the Trinity River. Because they want it here. Because they look at Houston.
But Irving has it, and they don't want to lose it.
Well, it's not up to Irving, though.
Well, it's up to the Cowboys, but...
Yeah, and Jerry wants it here.
According to Fredo...
Not here, but downtown.
According to Fredo, and other people probably agree, it's all going to come down to what kind of backdoor deals are going on.
Of course.
You know, if there's money being thrown around, if there's incentives, with air quotes, to entice Jerry or management or whatever, then they're going to get pushed that way one way or the other.
If you're the city of Irving, and you think you're losing the Cowboys... Aren't you a little encouraged by the headlines yesterday that now we've got the Cowboys taken off of an area, being told, no, we don't want to support that. We want to put you over here to incorporate this, and you're probably going to have to downsize your dream of Jonestown?
Because now he could say, well, I don't want to do that. Let's just stay in Irving.
Yeah.
What does Irving get out of the Cowboys?
And if Irving lost, if they lost him, what would they have? I mean, what's Irving like?
Well, no one associates the Cowboys with Irving, anyway. It's not like Irving gets all this, you know, great pub because they have the Cowboys there. No one knows. People just consider it the Dallas Cowboys.
What's the Irving spot, though? They're trying to do it. Do you know? Not right where Texas Stadium is now, right? Because
there's
where it is now,
there.
You can't...
There's not an approval.
No, I think it's over. You go, keep going on Las Colinas on 114. Keep going west, like towards the airport. It's out there where all the actual downtown kind of Las Colinas is. It's out there where they've got like 500 acres of nothing. That was supposed to be something and now is nothing. I think that's where they're talking about it in Irving.
If they did put it over there by the Trinity River, though, that'd speed up the process of building up downtown.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, it's never going to be like Fort Worth. I don't think so. Fort Worth is the model downtown.
I agree.
It's unbelievable over there, if you've ever been over there. I mean, It's safe. It's lit up. It's pretty. It's clean.
And it's got people.
Oh, tons of people.
I mean,
tons of people down there.
You have to grease down with Wesson oil on Friday night to get along those streets.
Yeah, it's great, though. I mean, there's restaurants and bars and every clubs and everything's down there. Movie theaters, two of them. I think another one's going up.
Apartment
housing.
Living. Yeah, people live down there.
Everywhere there's housing.
It's just over in Fort Worth.
I know. So in downtown Dallas, you know what? They're trying. They're trying to do the same thing, but it's just, it ain't working right now.
This is Ticket Stock 2004. We're at the Plano Center. Come on out and see us. Some Maverick players coming. Jim McMahon's already here. Some more of the Torture Kings about an hour away from performing. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.